Lansing with Michael Cohen. This is More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And we're back. Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. Bullies, they're a problem in any environment, but perhaps most troublesome in our schools. So why did the state Senate yesterday pass anti-bullying legislation along party lines with all 11 Democrats voting against it? To talk about that, I'm joined by Democratic State Senator Glenn Anderson of Westland. Welcome to the program, Glenn.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on.
Absolutely. So tell me, what exactly was the problem with this bill that led you and your Democratic colleagues to vote against it?
Well, this legislation took something that we should be doing and turned it into really a license to bully is what it amounted to. The bill created exceptions for anyone that chose to bully someone else by so-called moral or religious beliefs, and it basically created an exception for them, and it also created an exception for employees of a school district.
That's interesting. Although, let me ask you then, what exactly was defined in this law when it comes to actual bullying?
Do you mean the definition of bullying?
In terms of this legislation, this bill was passed, and proponents would say it does protect children from some forms of bullying. I mean, is there any concrete protection in this bill?
Well, the only thing it requires, I guess the only thing positive, it requires a district to develop a policy and submit it to the state. It has no requirement of the school district to submit annual reports of the number of instances or incidents. There's no way to track whether or not it's having any effect of protecting kids in our schools. And as I mentioned before, it creates two exceptions for other students to still pick on other students, as well as some of the employees. So in a situation, and one member on the Republican side got up and spoke yesterday in favor of the bill, and he said, well, he says, we got to create this exception for employees because, you know, sometimes you might have a situation with a football coach or a coach that is trying to demonstrate leadership, and he may say something that he shouldn't be saying that we wouldn't otherwise want him to say. So what he said by that is we're going to just turn our head. He could get up and he could say anything he chose to say, being a derogatory language against other students, which then encourages those students. It basically gives the feel of approval from someone with authority that we're going to continue turning our heads if you want to continue going after those kids.
But look, part of their assertion is they did want to protect First Amendment free speech, and that does bring to question any kind of really specific anti-bullying law, because there are so many types of verbal altercations that may occur that if we're taking it to the point that we're not even looking at physical bullying but simple verbal fighting, that could lead to all kinds of questionable declarations of bullying, could it not?
Well, yeah, I think we're looking at the ones that are continually tormenting other kids. I don't think anyone expects that one exchange of words, and I don't think there's anyone that defines bullying as being that. It's constant tormenting of other students for whatever reason that continues to to diminish their education and causing them to feel threatened for their own safety. And I think that's what we're trying to get to. And this legislation does not do that. In fact, yesterday, father of Matt Epling, Kevin Epling in East Lansing, saw the language that was in that bill, he sent me a very sharp statement about his position on that bill as passed. And as I recall, he said he was very embarrassed and shocked that would happen, that that legislation would turn into something as bad as that bill that passed out of the Senate yesterday. And then today, And then today, you may or not have heard that today the state superintendent of schools also said that bill was a joke. And he said that that's the state superintendent of schools. So I think those are two authorities and two people that understand bullying, and they understand that this bill is more damaging than it is good to kids in this state.
I'm talking to Democratic State Senator Glenn Anderson. You know, bullying is something that happens in plain sight. I mean, why aren't school administrators and teachers confronting these incidents as they happen in their presence, rather than having state lawmakers legislate on this issue from a distance?
You know, some have stepped up to the plate and they've done it. They've recognized there is a problem. Sometimes you have factors that are present in a school district where they feel under pressure by some in the community not to do anything about it, because it may be that they believe their faith gives them that right to do this. And no one should be able to, on a matter of faith, continually attack another person. You can have differences of opinion and differences in belief and difference of whether or not you agree with someone's lifestyle or someone the way they are. But you also should always be respectful of that other person and realize that they have just as much right as you do or as we do.
Well,
As I said, a lot of school districts have stepped up to the plate and adopted policies based on the state model policy, which is essentially what my bill, Senate Bill 45, would do. It would provide, it's a piece of legislation that the previous administration, the previous governor was on board with. Board of Education had essentially endorsed it by adopting a model policy that mirrors what my bill would do.
Now, I need to ask you one thing here, which is that in terms of actually defining a bullying situation, you've acknowledged that youngsters have conflicts, verbal conflicts. It's almost a natural part of growing up. If you're setting a law that's specific and broad when it comes to any incidents of verbal bullying, who's going to ultimately decide if that's a fight or if that's someone being bullied?
Well, I think the part of the reason for the bill is to give direction to our teachers, our educators across the state. And my legislation, as well as this piece of legislation, also has the community involved in the administration of the school district in developing that policy, as well as the community and the teaching staff, and having a broad cross-section of folks coming together to develop the policy. The problem with this one is it's flawed coming out of the gate. It's very flawed. And so I think it is true sometimes it may be difficult to tell, but when someone is constantly tormenting another person, that's not just an occasional exchange. When it comes to the point that it's interfering with their ability to get an education and the fear for their safety and physical threats, then it's gone beyond. I think it's very easy to say that's gone beyond what's normal. And I don't think at one time, if you think back, and anyone listening can probably remember that we were told as youngsters at one time, hey, the way to stop this is to fight the kid. And that's just not acceptable anymore. It's just not acceptable.
Only 30 seconds left. I do want you to tell me, what do you think the penalty should be for a bully? And if you could, give it to me in about 30, 40 seconds.
Well, the first thing is we've got to separate the bully from the victim. Then we need to also find a way to help the bully stop the behavior that they're engaged in, because that bully is going to wind up into our court system at some point. And so I think that's what we have to do. We have to work with our educators to lay out exactly what steps should be taken. And that is something that needs to be determined locally. But the first thing is we got to separate those kids and make sure that they understand this is unacceptable behavior.
Democratic State Senator Glenn Anderson, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you.